Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
And, you know, I kind of get a sense that things are beginning to return to normal because my Google News feed was not filled with crap about the coronavirus. For once,
really?
it's stuff related to the coronavirus, like how difficult it's become to buy liquor and other economic effects the government's actions have had on people, but not so much the virus itself. Now, who is this Dr. Fauci, I don't know what their name is, and why are they suddenly the spokesperson for coronavirus?
Well, so
he's got some title.
Trump appointed him, and now Fauci is very tied in with, like, Bill Gates and the, you know, sort of like the elite or cabals or whatever people would call. So Trump appointed him to be the head of his coronavirus task force, and for some reason, right, this guy's a medical doctor, but for some reason he's able also being allowed to make economic decisions for the country, right? He's the one saying that we're not going to be able to. He's like repeating Bill Gates' talking point, saying that we can't reopen the country until a vaccine, and it's
they
sort of like
they expect that to take a year and a half, though. Correct?
Exactly. Oh,
yeah, like there appear to be people out there willing to say things like the country isn't going to be open in 2020, and I don't think Americans are going to put up with this. Now, I do agree with Fauci on one thing.
No, they'll kill themselves.
Or they'll kill each other. is this that he doesn't think that Americans should ever shake hands again. And I'm with him on this.
I'm with him on that.
I have shaken my last hand. I'm just not going to do that anymore. I'm going to try my best to remember. When I go to these conventions, sometimes people catch me off guard and I do it, but I try very hard not to. I think we're better off coming up with some other system for greeting each other, whatever that system might be. I'm willing to look into it. I think the best one is to exchange hand sanitizer. Here you go, blook. But, you know, not everybody's going to want to go for that. A hug is better than a handshake.
I agree, but being the person I am, I don't want to live in a society where we just walk up to people and start hugging them.
Well, how about Roman salutes, right? We could bring those back. They used to do them for the Pledge of Allegiance before the 1940s, right? Yeah, zero contact. You just, I'm not going to do it on camera, but zero contact. You just say, hey, Arya, how's it going? Hey, Vincent. Or Black Power salutes. You could call it like that with a fist closed, however you want. You know, those could make a comeback.
Well, let's hope
not. What about
fist
bumps? Replace the handshake?
No, but you still touch the person, so you can still get germs.
It's better. Fist bump is like 10 times better than a handshake.
Well, elbow
yeah, because I imagine your palms are going to be...
Elbow bump better than fist bump.
But no, hold on now. Because people are supposed to cough into their elbow, right? We're supposed to cough into our elbow,
right.
So no, we can't do elbow bumps anymore.
We could all just wear football helmets and clunk each other's in the head.
Foot bumps as well. Just go around kicking each other.
Innovative solutions
here on Free Talk Live.
Where they bow. That's just their thing to do, is to bow at each other, and that's better.
I'm definitely not going around bowing to people.
I guess it depends on what a bowing means to you.
Or like, you know, for me, I would do, if I'm walking in town, I see someone, I have my headphones in, I just sort of do like, you know, lower the head, right? Because you acknowledge her presence. I always liked that.
The head nod.
The head nod.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to the phones. We've got JT calling from Pennsylvania. JT, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, thank you. I'm calling about the shutdown of the Pennsylvania liquor stores.
Yeah,
You're taking this badly, huh, JT?
I would take it badly.
You're taking this badly, huh?
I'm stocked. Don't worry about me, brother.
I'm not worried.
I always call drunk, so by the way. There was a case that went to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, I believe 2018, to privatize the liquor sales. And a compromise was made where wine and beer could be sold on a finite liquor licenses. That means that there's only so many of them, and that's it. And then so that passed. So now beer and wine can be sold in gas stations, grocery stores, et cetera. But the PA government would hold on to the liquor sales. So state stores were not privatized. Governor Wolf obviously fell on the side of privatization. And obviously a truckload of money at his front door by the privateers, and if and when the new normal happens, the liquor stores will go private, and they are using COVID to circumvent the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania's government ruling. What do you think?
Well, I guess I'm not surprised that the government's doing what the government wants to do without, it really being necessarily even legal by their own standards.
Okay. And one more thing. You've been taken off the air locally here. You were on Saturdays and Sundays. The large conglomerate that bought the radio station here has taken off all talk radio, and they've just put on basically commercial-free music, 96.7.
Well, it sounds like they're probably, they just took it over and they're creating a plan. I can't imagine they would play commercial-free music indefinitely.
Certainly not.
Yeah, just until things get back normal. But one more thing. I just have one more thing. I'm a big shortwave guy, and there was, or at least as far as I know, a large tower in Okeechobee, and you could get Radio Havana all the way up the East Coast. But now they're something or someone is pumping in, like, B-52 songs and whatever else to try to stop that sort of jumping.
Could it be VOA, you think?
I don't know what that means.
The Voice of America, because at least when Bill Cooper broadcasting.
No, it's not Voice of America. It's something that's just playing, like, these random, like, 80s songs, like Love Shack and stuff like that. And it's jumping the Okeechobee Tower, whatever is jumping that. However Radio Havana was getting into the country, they're trying to stop it. Now, whether they totally have stopped that from happening is, I'm still exploring that. But let me get back to
the question about the liquor stores. Pennsylvania has closed all of its liquor stores, right?
Absolutely. That's correct. Yes, and that's a very dangerous thing.
Yeah, that's extremely stupid and extremely dangerous, because according to the article I have in front of me, New Jersey is now being overwhelmed by Pennsylvanians who want to buy liquor.
Well, isn't it cheaper in New Jersey also in general?
And if I may, my nephew lives in Delaware. They have stopped Pennsylvania residents from going into Delaware to buy liquor.
How do they stop them? They set up roadblocks on the
Delaware-Pennsylvania border to stop people from Pennsylvania to come into Delaware to buy liquor.
Which side of the border did this? Delaware?
Delaware did it. Because they don't want people from Pennsylvania coming in buying liquor. And you can't come back, or if you manage to get in, and if you come back out, I imagine there's somebody on the other side waiting for you to say, hey, is your trunk full of liquor?
But liquor isn't illegal in Pennsylvania. They've simply closed.
Liquor is not. It's just you can't buy it. Okay? Because the state's got you coming and going. They sell you the liquor, and then they arrest you when you drink too much.
Well,
and then right
if
now
you're out
they're selling zero.
They'll arrest you if you drink too much, for sure.
That's for sure. But what I'm saying is that they're selling zero liquor right now. So anybody who wants to drink liquor has to find another way to do it.
Well,
I
they
live
could just
in
drink
border.
Beer and wine. I mean,
I suppose, but
that's too fattening.
There are those out there that want to drink.
I drink a lot of wine. I don't beer for sure.
Well, yeah, wine is.
And that's fine, but some of us would prefer to drink liquor. And I don't see how. I think I'll make my point again, then I'll get off the air. They're circumventing the Supreme Court law that said that there were to be no privatization, and that the state would hold on to the liquor stores, and they gave a concession where they were like, okay, you can sell beer on these finite liquor licenses. you know, convenience stores and stuff like that. But we're holding on to the liquor, you know, to the end. And
JT, thank you so much for the call. I'm not sure it sounds like they're circumventing it. It sounds more like the Supreme Court bound their hands, and now, you know, Pennsylvania's seeing the consequences of that, since they can't have private liquor stores. 855-450-373.
So now I've got this pack of four Shar Pei rescue dogs for, oh my goodness, probably 5-6 years. They get a regular diet of Dynavite with every meal.
DINOVITE.com.
People remark on what beautiful coats they've got. I tell them, you don't need to wait until a problem presents itself. It's far better to keep the dog happy and healthy at all times.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNLive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
And the next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes that allow anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. When the new wallet launches, because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in more than 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at diviproject.org. That's diviproject.org. Now, Easter is coming up. Mark, I'm not a Christian, so I don't do Easter. When is Easter this year?
It's the middle of April.
It's the 12th.
Quakers don't do holidays, so I don't have to know.
You wouldn't know either. Okay. Well, evidently in Kansas, I've been curious from the start how this imposition of gathering limits was going to affect churches, right, which regularly have more than 10 people there. But their right to gather and worship is unequivocally protected by constitutions at the state and the federal level.
Unless there's a virus.
Well, then it's still protected. The government just doesn't care that it's protected.
And nobody seems to care that the government doesn't care, so now you've just got, you know, well, whatever.
That's not necessarily the case in Kansas. Governor Laura Kelly's executive order restricting the size of religious gatherings amid the coronavirus outbreak was overturned today after the state's top prosecutor said that it likely violates the Constitution.
Well, that's now we're talking about lawyers, you know, looking at their laws. And I think that some lawyers can look at the I don't see any of these stop work orders as constitutional, from what I can tell. Like, where is it? I don't think the president can do this. He hasn't declared martial law.
And even if he does, nothing in the Constitution gives him the authority to declare martial law.
Well, the mentioning of martial law is in the Constitution, so presumably the declaration of it is there, right? Well, let me take a look.
I'm not an expert on the Constitution because I think it's a largely useless sheet of paper written by a bunch of dead dudes who don't have any right whatsoever to rule over me, but...
Well, in the meantime, what he could do is have sign an emergency declaration. Or I forget exactly what it's called. Which the United States, we're under like dozens of emergency orders and such, right? He signed one. It's as an executive order. So as it be in the executive branch, he could say, but we're under a state of emergency because of, I think in 2017, we were put under a state of emergency because of human rights abuses. So Trump could very well just put us under like a state of emergency because of a virus and gives him all this power to do stuff. And it's within the court's prerogative if they want to stop him or not. So he doesn't have to do total boots on the ground, you know, military vehicle, martial law. All he has to do is just sign the executive order.
So it basically says that Article 1, Section 9, U.S. Constitution says the privilege of the writ of habeas corpus shall not be suspended unless when in cases of rebellion or invasion the public safety may require it.
Now, was this in the original Constitution or was this amended to it later?
That's the original U.S. Constitution, which came after the Articles of Confederation.
Okay. Well, screw that then.
Perhaps illegally brought in.
Then the Constitution has gone from something irrelevant to me and my worldview to something that absolutely should be destroyed and should not exist.
Because, yeah, I'm glad you brought up the fact that it was perhaps illegally, because it was under the threat of a military coup. It was called the Nubau, or I can't pronounce it, the Nubau Conspiracy, where like a group of officers from a Continental Army, they weren't, under the coup was, they tried to get George Washington to help them overthrow the government in Continental Congress because they weren't paid. Although some, you know, there's some, you know, the conspiracy about that is that it was in conjunction with the Federalists in Congress who wanted the Constitution because they wanted wanted the federal government to have more power, while the, I guess they're called like Democrat Republican.
Anti-federalists.
Anti-federalists, like, you know, people like Thomas Jefferson, they were fined a few Articles of Confederation. So it was a whole coup. There was never the threat of a military overthrow, and George Washington could have been in on it the entire time. So, yeah, the Constitution, in a sense, was put under duress. Well, was installed in this country under duress.
Rhode Island, actually, they threatened blockade if they didn't sign the Constitution. So, I mean, you know, how is that signing legal?
You know? It isn't.
Interesting. I've never heard any of these things about the Constitution.
That's because everybody acts like it was, you know, that God gave George Washington the stone tablets on the top of Mount Vernon, and that this is a holy document. But
so they threatened
it's
to
not.
Blockade Rhode Island if they didn't support the Constitution.
Yeah.
And you're saying that the Federalists allied with the military, essentially...
That's the conspiracy.
Okay.
I mean, there was, you know, there was a conspiracy of the military to overthrow Congress and install George Washington as a dictator because they... under the claim that they weren't getting paid, right? And the story is that George Washington, when he addressed the conspirators, he put on his reading glasses and said, oh, excuse me, I've gotten old of all of you, and he gave his speech, and everyone started to cry, and they decided not to overthrow the government. To me, you know, that's like the mythology of it, right? That's what I learned from my father when he told me as a child. And, you know, right, I didn't learn any of this in public school, right? I learned all of this in a military warfare class in college. So, you know, gee, leave it to the, you can't leave it to the public schools to teach you any of this stuff.
Right. Well, they just want to get the broad strokes, and the broad strokes are all these people. You know, these are our heroes.
Even though they're all white and racist.
Well, yeah, there's that, too.
So, yeah, there's, like, infighting now among the public schools and the state propaganda apparatus.
Which is good.
Yeah, but what are they fighting about?
Yeah.
Nothing that libertarians are, you know, going to benefit from.
It's true. Like, you know, do you want peanut butter or jelly? Or which one do you prefer? I mean, at the end of the day, you know, some people might have a preference if they want more peanut butter than jelly, but at the end of the day, you're still getting a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, so shut up.
I've been amazed that parents throughout the United States aren't saying, okay, well, the public school system is clearly inadequate for dealing with the coronavirus. Maybe we should look into some of these homeschooling programs that exist. Since we're literally homeschooling our kids now anyway, let's go to the people who have been doing this for decades.
Well, a lot of people don't want to be responsible for their kids' education.
But they have to be now.
I know. But they don't like it. They're like completely harried, you know, like, oh, I don't know what to do. I can't believe that. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what they're going to do either.
Don't have kids.
When we signed up, well, yeah, but you can't, once you've got them, there they are, you know.
Well,
school is a subsidized daycare program. I work in public.
Middle class welfare babysitting day prison.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and I mean, kids would get sick too, and the parents would send their sick kids to school just because they don't want to lose work. They don't want to, you know, waste time at work. Take time away from work to take care of them. So should these people even be allowed to have kids in the first place?
And, you know,
I would say they have to be allowed because we obviously don't have the right to stop them.
Yes.
Right. Look at what government school costs and then look at what it costs to deliver them over Zoom, which is what's happening now. It's significantly less costly. This isn't about education. This is about taking care of people's kids so they can go to work.
It doesn't make any sense to me, though, because the kid isn't, like, required to do any of that. And if the kid doesn't do it, there's no one to force them to.
You mean at home?
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward Liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the Liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump is again expressing optimism of the reopening of the United States. At a White House briefing, the president explains what conditions are needed for the country to reopen.
We have to be on that downside of that slope and heading to a very strong direction that this thing is gone. Now, we could do it in phases. We can go to some areas, which you know, some areas are much less affected than others.
Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn is urging House and Senate Democrats to drop their demands to double a $250 billion emergency spending package to bail out small businesses that GOP lawmakers hope to pass this week. Cornyn saying it's shameful that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer want the package to include an extra $250 billion in spending to add a 15% increase in food stamp benefits. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
And Mark, tell me about Intercoin.
Yeah. Intercoin's architecture enables programmable coins with a variety of applications. Merchants can add tags like books, food, or clothing to their products, and authorized users can see statistics on how money was spent. Experts can analyze the local economy. Donors and investors can have more confidence. Everyone in the community can have a real-time consumer price index to inform their domestic decision-making and address issues like rising prices or shrinking wages. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and here in the real world. Meet spaces, we call it. We think that it's important here on Free Talk Live, so important that FTL's accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. for advertising. If you think freedom's important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Intercoin.org.
So, with Easter just a few days away, the Legislative Coordinating Council voted 5-2 to undo the order that limited in-person religious services and funerals to 10 people. Now, This only affects you if you live in a place where the government is not used to resistance. We've been meeting every Friday night here in Central Square, which is the heart of Keene. And we've been.
But it's not illegal because you don't have enough people, right?
I was going to say all nine of us.
We hit 11 people last week.
Okay, with the hobo.
Yes, but we were at 10 people without the hobo.
Okay.
So, yeah. And you know, we're openly drinking. We're not. Some people are. I don't think that's wise. I don't endorse that. But, hey, you do you, man. But we have cops and state troopers driving through Central Square all night. There's an open case of freaking Corona sitting on the fountain. And
it's Corona.
Yeah. I mean, what else would they bring?
I don't know.
But it's because the government here in Keene and its enforcers are used to that kind of crap from us. So just like, it's not worth it. Just keep driving.
Look, it is not worth it. Don't give, you know, my advice to the government gang on this one is do not give them the publicity.
But here in Kansas, they haven't created that culture. So religious people are now going to be exempt and they're going to have these.
In Florida, they arrested a minister for having services.
Yeah, for breaking the stupid law, right?
I think that. You know, like, look, of all the things that aren't constitutional, shutting down church services is the most unconstitutional of the unconstitutional stuff they're doing. Like
right behind them, like, forcing troops to sleep and live in our homes.
If this went on for any length of time, heads on petards is the solution to this.
Heads on what?
Petards.
Okay. I don't know that, you know, I'm shocked by so many of the Christians I see and how they're responding to this with basically some of the most horrific nihilistic statements I've ever heard. They sound more like a nihilist than I do. They're like, well, I guess it's time for the culling with all these stupid people going out. Excuse me, I don't think Christ would endorse that statement. And they're like, no, I'm totally living up to the teachings of Christ. Christ wants me to respect science. Christ wants you to treat other human beings like human beings. Not cattle to be culled because they have mad cow disease. What happened to you and how did you stray so far from the words of the dude that literally inspired the name of your religion?
And I mean, like, if they talk about science, I mean, I don't think, what does science have to say about someone who rose from the dead?
Another excellent point.
Science
and Christianity have never gotten along very well.
I agree with that. I've seen a lot of a bit like horrid behavior from so-called Christians recently, even some that I'd consider like just going along with it, where they say, oh, you know, if you question the government, that's rebelliousness. You're behaving like Lucifer. It's like, okay, questioning the government, forbidding people from.
That's why I'm a Satanist right there, what he just said.
What's the reason?
Because
questioning the government is like Lucifer.
Well, no, I disagree. I mean, I disagree with the way that they put it out, but that's why I've been shamed by a lot of these, some pastors who I used to respect, or I still do. I mean, I shouldn't let one issue lose my respect, but yeah, for saying, oh, you just gotta listen, you can't protest anything ever, because that's satanic, even though they also say that the government's run by Satan.
Right, by a bunch, like a religion created by a bunch of protesters somehow is about not protesting. I mean, you've got one verse, essentially, here with that Romans verse or whatever. It doesn't make any sense. I try not to address things as coming from the point of view of religion because basically, you know, there's so many different facets of Christianity and there's all these different denominations. You can't know what any one of these people thinks at any given time. So I don't. I just try not to spend time thinking about that. But, you know, as far as Corona goes, like I said on air last night, everybody's getting it. Everybody's going to get this Corona thing. If it's anything like the flu, and there's a lot of comparisons, in fact, it's probably more virulent than the flu, then it's likely not only that you will get it, but that you'll get it within the year 2020 or perhaps as late as 2021.
I don't know how accurate it is to say everyone will probably get it.
Okay. If we're being pedantic about everyone, okay. Well, 99% of the people.
And I don't even mean that. I think it would be more, at absolute worst, like 10%.
Well, that's not the way epidemic. That's not the way.
How many people each year catch the flu?
Well, how many people are carrying the flu?
Without having any symptoms. I think there's some evidence to suggest that, like, plenty of people technically have... Well, first off, coronavirus, that's a family of viruses, right? That's why they use COVID-19 for the specific strain of...
SARS is of the same strain.
Right.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a coronavirus, and if you look at a cleaner products, right, it just could kill 99% of germs, including coronavirus. I've seen, like, school textbooks that talk about different types of viruses. They said common name, common cold, scientific name, coronavirus. And the thing is with viruses, since viruses, viruses aren't alive, right? They're very, very tricky things.
Well, it depends
right?
on the definition you use. And
of being alive. Yeah,
yeah right. I would also point out that we don't really have a definition, a scientifically valid definition that separates life from non-life in the first place. And that really only comes to head when we're dealing with viruses.
That's a good point. So, like, and that's so. From what I've read, the line of thinking I've read is that we're constantly there's viruses everywhere, right, all over our body. But sure. when we get sick and show symptoms, that's when a certain virus that is more virulent or that our body's is unused to, or it's a bioweapon or is engineered. That's when we start to show symptoms and it affects our health because our body's incapable of handling that one specific type of virus. So it could just be that that's why they said that the people who are most at risk were people with already compromised immune systems. That's why majority of the people who've been dying from coronavirus had either one, two, or three underlying symptoms.
Right.
Other conditions.
If you had the flu, you had the common cold, and you had corona all at the same time, which one do you die from?
At present?
Right. Corona.
COVID, yeah.
Well, they're counting it, right? So I could die from a pneumonia. I could die from falling down the stairs.
Right.
I could, but as long as they detect coronavirus in the body, which could just be a regular corona strain, they're saying that people are dying for or people who died with it, right? They say from it, but it really should be with it. And I've seen this, the mainstream media is trying to fearmonger right now. This is, you can tell it's rich when I'm complaining about someone else fearmongering, but they say, oh, we might be underrepresenting all of the corona deaths. When really, I mean, all the evidence I've seen, they're overrepresenting it. Because anyone who dies that happens to have corona, they say that they died from corona.
Right. So,
but it's not even the coronavirus that kills people. It's the pneumonia that it causes in people with weak immune systems.
Well, they just,
and with weak lung conditions.
And there's some discrepancy, too, whether or not if it is pneumonia or if it's something with just a lack of oxygen, right? Because I saw that somewhere this one doctor said that the ventilators are making things worse. Or if we're treating the pneumonia when really the coronavirus doesn't cause pneumonia. I mean,
cause the virus or bacteria or whatever that causes pneumonia, but the condition of pneumonia is what it causes.
The condition.
Yeah.
As opposed to the viral
which mode. Is the lungs
right.
filling with water and being unable to absorb oxygen.
Is that just a feature of the disease?
Of coronavirus?
Yeah.
It is with some people.
I see.
But not others.
Well,
it depends
them,
on their
then
immune
you
system.
From the corona. And some people are going to die from this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733, which tonight it's Aria.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
And Mark, I want to hear all about your ethical eugenics program.
Well, first off... I think it's worth pointing out is that, like, this term eugenics, right, has been completely sullied by, I don't know, maybe it was the Nazis. Just
I think
thinking.
It was probably the Nazis.
Just thinking here. But, you know, like, it's worth pointing out that you can think and talk about sort of how to make any system better in humanity or nature, and it's fine. But if you think or talk about how to make the system of, you know, like people themselves, right, the genetic makeup of people better, then, or, you know, maybe life on planet Earth is better. Maybe there's a number of human beings that's an optimal number for planet Earth for any given level of technology at any given time. You know, these are possibilities. And I don't think anybody should be, like, vilified simply for having the conversation. So, yeah, I've thought about this a little bit. And I believe that if you were to implement a program of eugenics in the United States and you wanted to do it in an ethical, voluntary fashion, that the way to do it is, one more step down real quick. Most people listening would agree that there are people out there that should not be parents. And what could we do to figure out who these people are in sort of a broad swath and control those people not having kids? Here's my idea. If you accept welfare, you sign a piece of paper upon the acceptance of welfare, whatever this is, you know, whatever form it is, you saying basically something to the effect of, and obviously you'd need lawyers to write this out, it'd need to sound a little better, but I can't handle life on life's terms, so I'm accepting this check. Part of accepting this check, I am going to, do whatever it is. Maybe it's one of these, shots that make it so that you can't have kids for 5 years. Maybe it's a tubal ligation. Maybe it's a vasectomy. Whatever it is, all of these things are undoable. But, to me, that's not necessarily the important part. It's just a part to make this more palatable. Okay, because to me, if you accept the welfare and you sign a piece of paper that says something to the effect of "I accept this welfare under knowing that the conditions are this, this, and this," and one of those conditions is, well, you're not going to get on here and have a bunch of kids and increase the check that we're giving you because you've already shown you can't handle life on life's terms. So why would we let you bring more kids in? And the only reason, or at least one of the reasons, would be because it gets you a bigger check. Now, that's a bad idea. People need welfare, and they need help. But, just saying, here's a system for dealing with this.
Okay. Two things immediately come to mind. You talk about making the human gene pool better and ecosystems better and things like that. What do you mean by better? Because there's going to be substantial disagreements along those lines.
Sure.
Better for some isn't better for all. You're not making it better for the people on welfare who want to have kids.
Right. Okay. So there's a couple of things that I value and I think that society sees as valuable traits or should see as valuable traits. One is sort of the difference between ants and grasshoppers. We all know the old fable that the grasshopper played while the ant worked. And then when winter comes around, the ant has all kinds of food put up and the grasshopper's going hungry. And, you know, this is an old one about, you know, back when governments didn't just give you free crap for screwing around, that, so diligence, hard work.
If that's the case, why not just let nature take its toll and let the grasshopper starve and
Nobody's going to do that. That's why. Because it's just not you asked me whether or not I could create a eugenics system that was voluntary and ethical. You did not ask me.
I didn't ask you that.
What the optimal?
You said, would you like to hear about it? I said, in 2.5
right.
minutes.
The optimal systems, fine. Freedom's optimal. I'm not arguing that. I'm arguing.
Because I don't know what optimal means. Optimal according to what standards?
Well, real life standards. So it's going to be more Darwinian. What you're talking about, more Darwinian, and I'm for that. Fine. Excellent. Those people that are able to survive are going to do better, and, you know, charity can fill in the gaps and all those things. But
charity's nihilistic. Let the weak gazelle die. If you have a herd of gazelle all trying to save one wounded gazelle from the lion, what happens? They all die. That's nihilism.
We live in a culture that's so statist that you can't sort of just say that charity is somehow bad because charity fills in some of the cracks that the statism creates and, you know, all these sorts of things. Plus, people want to give to those who are in bad shape. So,
sure, and to an extent, that's a wonderful thing.
You understand you have derailed my conversation about ethical eugenics.
No, not at all.
Okay.
Because my next question is whether or not humans actually can improve an ecosystem by whatever standards we want to call it an improvement, deliberately, or can we only do it by side effects? Because it seems kind of like hubris to suggest that, oh, yes, humans can go in and make changes to this ecosystem to improve it, when we've never been able to do that before. We can make changes to it, but most of those aren't even deliberate. Like, nobody went into Brazil and was like, you know what? This rainforest here, our goal is to get rid of that.
So the rainforest is pretty complicated. Let's look at pigs, for instance.
Okay.
Have we made pigs that are more docile, less likely to break out of cages, produce more meat, more tallow, and do all the things that we want to do? And the answer is abso-frickin-lutely.
Okay.
We can look at traits that we want in animals, and we've created those. I mean, all you have to do is look at a Great Dane, a Chihuahua, and a Borzoi, all in one, and like, oh, wow, look, sure, we can do dogs. We create dogs that do all kinds of different things. So if you single out for a trait, and the two traits that I like are diligence, hard work, diligence, and those sorts of things, and IQ. IQ is the single best predictor. It isn't the greatest in the world, but it's the single best predictor of success in life.
Hey, whoa, whoa, you sound like Stefan Molyneux there. What are you, some sort of fascist status?
Nope.
What's next? You're going to start doing your own show like Cantwell now.
It's
judging
just
you're judging people based off of this, you know, artificial, abstract thing called intelligence quotient, and you're not judging people as individuals, Mark.
Well, I'm only saying that we're talking about a system where one would value these things, and I do value those things. I wouldn't make people with higher IQs have sex with people with higher IQs, and I wouldn't make people with lower IQs not have babies.
Well, generally, have you ever maintained a relationship with a stupid person? It is overwhelmingly frustrating.
Yeah.
Yes, I have. So, I had a job.
It is like talking to a child at the best of times.
Yeah, it is. It's you're taking them on as a project. I taught this guy to read, and you know, we worked together, and you know, he finally achieved the ability to read the newspaper, which was his goal. Now this is the Florida Today newspaper put out by USA Today, so it's written at a fifth grade reading level, and fifth grade reading level is pretty good. Not right, no, but I mean, yeah. You know, you're comprehending.
Isn't the average American somewhere around fifth or sixth grade?
So the college student's certainly below fifth, right? I've had to, I've been told to dumb down my writings, and like I'd be writing this article when I'm like dead drunk or crossfaded, and they say, dude, yeah, you got to dumb it down to a fifth grade reading level.
The worst part of it was that he would walk around with the newspaper and read all the articles out loud to me.
Well, that's not who I describe as stupid. I have to say, because at least he wants to learn.
Well, that's a desire. That's based on desire. And he had the ability, you know, when.
But it's an intelligently motivated desire.
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely. I mean, I know college students are able to read and do, like, you know, at least basic math tables, but they don't want to learn. They don't want to do anything else. They just want to be a waste of skin. And I'd say that guy you're mentioning is way smarter than most people I know on campus.
Well, his IQ was rated by the prison system, and he came out in the high 70s. So, I mean, he wasn't a smart man, but it shows what motivation will get you. And motivation will get you really, really, really far. You know, take a look at me. I'm motivated. You know, I made it. As far as that goes, you don't need to have some, you know, you don't need to be 160 IQ to do things. You know, motivation's a more important factor, but it's very difficult to quantify it.
I would say that intelligence is just as difficult to quantify.
We have a test for that.
Yes, well, we have tests for motivation as well. Did this person make anything out of their lives or not?
Yeah, he became a truck driver. I can check. You can check the prison system, see if he didn't come back.
Well, I didn't mean this person. I mean, that's generally the test of motivation. You know, is this person sitting at home on welfare playing video games, or are they out there being productive? So 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin, while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.